We're talking with South Hold head football coach Josh Peterson, his team getting ready for a district semifinal Friday night. They'll face St. Joe Christian. Coach, you know, you're into the playoffs there in Missouri, and I know you guys actually had a week off with the way your district lined up. I guess just speak to kind of the thoughts and feelings as you guys get ready for the postseason.
Well, first and foremost, you know, the regular season did not go according to plan for us. We thought we let probably three games slip that we had a potential of winning, with that being, you know, Mound City, East Atchison, and Platte Valley. Unfortunately, we did not get those. We were looking at anywhere from maybe a 6-3, 5-4 season that didn't come about, so we ended up 3-6. Our district, in terms of, you know, strength of record, I guess, is probably not one of the highest in the state, you know, but people can see the records of the teams that are in there and probably agree. But, you know, we kind of made a collective effort to basically erase regular season, put that out of our mind, and then say, hey, you know, districts are starting right now, so everybody's 0-0, and the only thing to do now is go forward with where we're at. And like I said, the regular season did not go according to how we wanted it to, but fortunately, you know, in the state of Missouri, everybody makes districts, so everybody's 0-0, and we're going to get ready for Christian on Friday. And we feel this is a winnable district that we're in, so we're going to have to play good. I know Christian and LeBlanc both have had, you know, they've got a pretty tough schedule as well, but I feel like we're in the mix right there and can compete, and that's what I'm looking for our guys to do on Friday.
Speak to, you know, this season, when you guys have played really well and been able to rattle off the wins that you have, what have you liked? And then on the other side, in those close games when they haven't gone your way, where have maybe been some of the areas that have been behind that?
Well, when we're, you know, the three games that we were successful in terms of winning, I guess, we were able to run the ball. And we sustained blocks. And then, you know, we essentially played defense. And conversely to that, the games that we didn't, our defense did not play well and offense did not execute. We had a high turnover rate. Effort probably was not where it needed to be. And, you know, like I said, in three of our six losses, we were right there in it. It's just, you know, that's kind of how things went this year for us. We were in it there until, you know, with Mound City, it was, I think, a 2-score game up until midway through the fourth. With East Atchison, I think it was a 6-point game at half. We weren't able to score in the second half. And then with Platte Valley, I think we had the lead at halftime and then just kind of had a bad third quarter, in which generally, Trevor, that's what's translated for us or transitioned for us, is the fact that we haven't played 4 quarters of football in those games. We usually have 1 quarter where, for some odd reason, we took the foot off the gas, or we kind of had a lapse in judgment or effort, and it was the 1 quarter that hurt us that we just couldn't dig ourselves out of. And that ultimately was the deciding factor of the game, was that 1 quarter, because we haven't put 4 quarters of good football together yet, but hopefully we can get that fixed this Friday.
Yeah, now looking to that matchup Friday night against St. Joe Christian, I mean, what do you know about them as you guys prepare for this?
Well, we did go down and play them in kind of a mock jamboree, just us and them, this summer. I liked what we saw, but now I know they've changed some things. We've changed some things. We had some kids that were out that are not out anymore, and they had some kids, I think, that were missing. So we kind of saw them this summer a little bit in terms of what they do. We have film. You know, they're going to run triple option. They're good at it, and then their defense looks to be pretty solid. So, you know, we're hoping that the matchup that we have against them, that we're able, one, offensively, we can get some momentum and we're able to run the ball. And then, two, defensively, we have to play sound defense and we have to make tackles. They do have some athletes on the offensive side of the ball that run the ball really well in that triple option that Coach Schoonover has there. And, you know, if we can execute offensively blocking and we're able to run the ball, and then defensively, we're able to shut down their option, I like our chances to at least be competitive. But then again, it's also putting that – we got to put 4 quarters of football together in order to win this game.
And I know you kind of maybe touched on some of it right there, but what is the most important thing going into Friday night?
Execution. execution from an offensive standpoint, getting to our blocks, sustaining blocks, not turning the ball over, finishing drive. I would say that from an offensive standpoint. Third down is going to be crucial. We can't get into, you know, down and distance on you know, penalty. We got to eliminate any type of penalties, meaning false starts or holding. We're not built to be a first and 20 or second and 15 team. So we've got to play flawless on the offensive side. And then defensively, we have to talk, and then we have to rally to the ball, meaning that triple option. We tried to run that a little bit early on in the season. It's hard to defend. You know, our guys have to be sound in their key assignments, and just, you know, DNs take the quarterback, pitch man be ready, dive keys be ready with our linebackers filling, and then our D line, you know, we need to be able to get pressure and kind of disrupt them up front, and, you know, hopefully if we can get them into passing, I kind of like our chances if we have to get them to throw the ball. But just being sound on both sides of the ball and just execute to the likes that we really haven't this year.
Josh Peterson, head football coach at South Holt. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best there on Friday.
Thanks, Trevor.